Dave Dale, Sunday afternoon on 720 WGN. What's your New Year's resolution, huh? Are they any different this year for most people? We'll talk about that in a little bit. Is exercise among them? Well, next week we have on the show Michael Moody, who is a professional trainer. He will get us all. He'll whip us into shape. I'm certain of that. As we do every week on this show, I try to talk about restaurants the most that I possibly can and promote restaurants, talk about what restaurants are doing and how they're making it through. And this restaurant is one that you can go to and sit outside. Little Bad Wolf, that's the name of the restaurant in Andersonville. Co-owner Sal Ashbach is with us. Sal, your macaroni is just incredible.
How you doing, Steve? Thanks for having me today. I appreciate the compliment.
You're welcome. But I appreciate the macaroni. What I really appreciate is a beer list that I think I stopped at page 412. I mean, it goes on forever.
Yeah, it's a pretty big one. We wanted to make sure we had something for everybody.
And indeed you do. Lots of different whiskeys, too. But rather than me describe the restaurant, I'm thinking you could do a far better job.
When you say that we had a big beer and whiskey list and cocktail list, you know, a lot of people don't know. Little Bad Wolf, you know, we put LBW on the door. It started off with the concept as, liquor, beer, and wine. We're really a cocktail lounge and beer bar first and whiskey bar before the food. And we started, cooking the food and making the food. And we were leading with the drinks, hence the LBW. And then the food just really took off, big time. We got a lot of accolades for it. A lot of customers seemed to really appreciate it. So we were intended to have the 10, 15 pages of, liquor, beer, and wine, and then one page of food, but the food just ended up kind of taking off.
So it has nothing to do with Little Red Riding Hood, as I assumed.
No, we really like that art. I don't know if you got a chance to go in the restaurant, with this craziness going on, sitting outside in tents in January.
I want to stop you there because it really wasn't, yes, it is craziness. I mean, who would have ever thought? On the other hand, it's really not so bad. It's a tent. So on one side of this tent, there's a table and two or maybe four. Four, perhaps, can sit at that table. On the other side of the tent, probably 10 feet away, is another table that can seat two or four people. So there is social distancing. You're under this tent. But when you walk through the tent, you walk through what is kind of like an open door of sorts, and that is left that way. So there's air constantly coming through. But overhead, you have four or five heaters that heat the tent. No, it's not a balmy 85 degrees in there. But if you're bundled up, as long as it's not 20 below, if you're outside, if you're bundled up, it's really not so bad.
Yeah, we have been jumping through hoops, as I'm sure all restaurants in Chicago and across the country have been doing, trying to figure out how we go about, salvaging somewhat of a restaurant in general, how we serve some customers. And the tents, when we decided to do it, we're like, there's no way this is going to work. And is it really even worth doing it? We're talking about we have four tables out there, two in each tent, when we normally have 32 tables to seat. But we're just like, okay, let's give it a try. And just like you said, we were pretty surprised. No, it didn't take it up 30, 40, 50 degrees, tenting it in. But it took it up 20. So if it's 30 out, it's like 50 in there with the coat. It's pretty good. It's not bad. It's pretty comfortable, right?
Well, right. And ahead of time, friends. So if you go sit in one of these tents, and they do vary depending on the size of the tent, or igloo, depending on the restaurant you go to. Yes, these heaters do heat it up. But you just dress for it. I mean, you just wear a sweater and maybe a shirt underneath and a shirt under that, just like you would if you were going out and taking a walk in very cold weather. I was able to take off my winter coat. I just had a sweater on and a shirt underneath it, and I was just fine with that. It wasn't a problem. It depends on the individual, but it wasn't a problem for me, and I was drinking beer. Maybe that's why it wasn't a problem. I'm not quite sure. So people have been reserving these. How do you go about doing that? Because I know they actually fill up.
To our surprise, Steve, they have. And, you know, we just have been really fortunate with, you know, the neighborhood we're in, and Andersonville is so supportive, and we have a really nice, loyal base of customers. And I know that they don't want to really, they're not like, yes, I get to sit outside and in this tent in the middle of winter. But I think a lot of them are doing it because they do want to see, you know, the small restaurants and all the restaurants that are putting forth the effort to survive, you know, to try and make it through this. And so when you see these guys calling up and we're actually booking and reserving these tables outside, is, you know, it not only feels good, but I know a lot of customers are doing it to try and help out, and it's greatly appreciated. And it's really, believe it or not, the four tables is better than nothing, and it really does help you get by financially.
In addition to that, I saw a line of cars. I mean, people were picking up food to go. You can do that as well.
Yes. You know, as far as to-go food, we've been open for about 6 years now, a little over. And when we first opened up, we would do to-go. I'm talking about 6 years ago when we first opened, we did to-go. But we you know, kind of took off, and the neighborhood really started to like us, and we couldn't keep up. We're a really small restaurant. We couldn't keep up. The kitchen couldn't keep up with interior diners, people eating inside the restaurant, and to-go. It just was impossible. We had to pick which one we were going to do well. We couldn't do them both well. So we stopped doing to-go. So we haven't done to-go in 6 years. And so when this pandemic thing started to hit, and it was about mid-February, me and my business partner sat down and were like, is there any chance that we're going to get shut down, that they're going to shut these restaurants? And we're like, no way, it's not possible. I know, right? And a year ago, basically, this conversation happened right around March 1st of last year. And so we said to ourselves, we're like, well, let's just in case it does go, let's make a plan. And so we basically had to like teach ourselves how to do a full on, you know, to go assembly line within about 4 or 5 days, and we did, and fortunately we did, because we were able to pivot and switch to doing to-goes pretty quickly. So
where are you located at? Where is the Little Bad Wolf?
Little Bad Wolf is on the north side of Andersonville. It's 1541 West Bryn Mawr, which is basically Clark and Bryn Mawr. So it's right there in Andersonville, and we've been there for about 6 years, and we love it there.
And one more thing I'll add. I mean, some restaurants, and I totally get why, are adding extra. So you have to buy a bottle of wine. You have to pay or at least spend $300, whatever the amount is, if you're going to sit in one of those igloos. Oh. To my knowledge, you have no extra fee. You just have to make reservations, correct? To sit under the tent.
No extra fee. You know, we just figured, okay, you know, let's try and just open this up for whomever wants to come in and sit. You know, we are doing the to-go business, and we're just happy that customers are wanting to sit in there. And where I appreciate all the restaurants, if they want to add extra fees or try and, you know, bring in the revenue because it's needed and sure, necessary. You know, we just let it open and order as you see fit.
All right, Sal, Little Bad Wolf, I wish you continued success, and I thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate it, and you have a good rest of your evening, and thank you for having me on.